Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, and we start, as always, with local news. The Maury County Fire Department is honored to announce that 10 heroic first responders have been awarded the 2024 Star of Life Award in the region. This award recognized their exceptional response to a cardiac arrest call on July of 2023. The actions of this team saved the life of a Maury County resident who continues to enjoy life due to their response. They will be further celebrated at the annual Children's Emergency Care Alliance of Tennessee Star of Life Award Ceremony on May 2nd. The Star of Life team shared, "The recipients of these awards have been selected through a rigorous nomination and evaluation process by a committee comprised of EMS leaders and community representatives." Congratulations to Savannah Madison, Sydney McCray, Blake Gay, Chris Allen, Tim Turner, Luke Smith, and Fabian Oden of the Maury County Fire Department, and to Ashlyn James, Jamie Roan, and William Miles of the Maury Regional Emergency Medical Services. The Maury County Commission approved at its April 15th meeting the sale of 6.5 acres for approximately $2.95 million by Maury Regional Medical Center to eventually build a hotel. The sale of the property, which would be located on Trotwood Avenue, was originally presented to the county's Health and Environment Committee back on April 1st. Pursuant to the Private Acts of 1996, the commission must approve by a two-thirds vote any sale or disposition of real property by Maury Regional that exceeds $1 million. Commissioners were largely in favor of the sale of the property, though some expressed concerns over parking, traffic, and foundation money that has been put into the retreat, a hospitality house that provides daytime accommodations for cancer patients. "This has been a very thoughtful process on the part of the hospital," said Dr. Martin Chaney, CEO of Maury Regional. "It was the parking concern and the retreat that were somewhat of the questions and holdups," he said. Dr. Chaney said a phased approach will be used for the parking growth plan. "This is a total revamp of our parking in front of Maury Regional that will gain an additional 189 parking spaces," he said. "We're completely reorienting the parking spot so that we will get a lot better access, including a road that will run all the way in front of all of our facilities to guide access to each of our buildings in a controlled way, yet allow parking to be expanded," he said. Dr. Chaney said the positioning of the parking deck, ambulatory care, and medical building would prevent reasonable access from a road standpoint from the main campus onto the property. "To use the property for parking would mean we would either have to create a service road along Trotwood, or any parking would have to go out on Trotwood Avenue to access into this property," he said, adding that the James Campbell Trotwood parking lot would bring 114 spaces. Additional spaces would include a row of parking by urgent care along Trotwood, which would gain 28 spaces. When speaking about the retreat, which the hospital has owned since 1982, Dr. Chaney said several contingency plans are in the works, including building a new retreat with foundation support. The second option would include allowing patients to stay in the new hotel. "The interim will be a challenge," Dr. Chaney said. "We are looking to find an alternate place if the property sells and the hotel is being built." Commissioner Ray Jeter expressed his support for the proposed hotel, stating the opportunity for additional revenue to be brought back into the county. "That's the reason I support this measure, and I appreciate the hospital doing this," Jeter said. "It doesn't benefit them in any way to own this property." Commissioner Connie Green said she was concerned over the increase in traffic. "If you're going to have a hotel, you're going to have a laundry service and a pool and a restaurant," Green said. "You're going to have semi-trucks coming in and out of that property, plus the guests." Chaney said part of the hospital's plan is to improve ingress and egress of the campus. "We're doing what we can on our side of this fence, so to speak, to improve the traffic on Trotwood," he said, stating that there will be a single entrance onto the campus. The hospital also plans on applying for a stoplight at the Blythewood intersection, which Dr. Chaney said would be contingent across the street where the new entrance will be. "If we have a plan to address the traffic in front of the medical center," he said, "I don't necessarily have the traffic plan if it becomes a hotel, but I have seen some options there," he said. Commissioner Gary Stovall stated his support of the project. people of Murray County, traffic is already here, so we don't need to be worrying about it, he said. The commission ultimately passed the resolution in a 19-1 vote. The eagerly anticipated kickoff of the Columbia Farmers Market is just around the corner, heralding the arrival of a season filled with the freshest produce, local meats, and community spirit. On May 4th, from 8 a.m. until noon, the Columbia Farmers Market will open its doors at Riverwalk Pavilion, inviting residents and visitors alike to celebrate the start of another vibrant market season. As one of the highlights of Columbia's spring calendar, the extended hours of the Farmers Market promise a feast for the senses. From the scent of freshly baked goods to the sight of colorful fruits and vegetables to locally raised meat, attendees can look forward to an abundance of locally sourced products. We're thrilled to kick off another exciting season of the Columbia Farmers Market, said Trevor Pennington of 1822 Farms at the market. This event is not just about shopping for locally sourced goods. It's a celebration of our community's rich agricultural heritage and supporting local farmers. We invite everyone to join us each Saturday morning. It's a great opportunity to know exactly where your food comes from, he said. Attendees can explore the market and engage with local farmers behind each product. The Columbia Farmers Market is more than just a place to buy groceries. It's a gathering place for our community, added Haverly Pennington. We're excited to welcome back familiar faces and introduce newcomers to locally grown products like our beef, available right here in Murray County from our pasture to your plate, she said. The extended market hours at the Columbia Farmers Market is scheduled from May 4th, from 8 a.m. until noon at 102 Riverside Drive in Columbia. Admission is free and ample parking is available on site. The Columbia Farmers Market is a beloved community institution dedicated to promoting local agriculture, supporting small-scale producers, and fostering connections between farmers and consumers. The market has served as a vibrant gathering place where residents can access fresh, healthy foods while supporting the local economy. With a commitment to sustainability and community engagement, the Columbia Farmers Market continues to be a cornerstone of Columbia's cultural landscape. The City of Columbia is proud to proclaim May 2024 as Foster Care Awareness Month. Tennessee Kids Belong is part of the America's Kids Belong family, a nonprofit focused on three key areas: family recruitment, community engagement, and coalition for change. They work to improve the experiences and outcomes of kids in foster care in Tennessee and aim to make all 95 counties in Tennessee foster-friendly communities. Tennessee Kids Belong empowers people to recognize that regardless of one's occupation, skill set, and life stage, they can impact the lives of children in foster care. You can learn more and how you can show your support by visiting www.americaskidsbelong.org/states/TN. Following TriStar Health's announcement last week proposing a $250 million full-service acute care hospital in Spring Hill, a grassroots group has formed to support its efforts. Spring Hill Tomorrow, a new initiative of Murray Tomorrow, has announced its new leaders who are supporting greater healthcare access in Spring Hill. Former Spring Hill Mayor Rick Graham and Spring Hill Chamber Board Chair Jamie Davis were named to serve as the group's co-chairs. TriStar will host an informational community meeting from 5 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, May 14th at Community Baptist Church, located at 1001 Parkway Drive. TriStar Health announced last week plans to build a full-service acute care hospital in Spring Hill. The healthcare provider is pursuing a certificate of need with the Tennessee Health Facilities Commission. If approved, the $250 million community hospital will be built on the same site as the existing TriStar Spring Hill ER. The proposed hospital in Spring Hill would offer a wide range of services, including 68 beds, an intensive care unit, a labor and delivery unit, neonatal intensive care unit, 4 operating rooms, cardiac catheterization services, and imaging services, including MRI. We are proud to have served thousands of patients in Spring Hill and surrounding communities over the past 10 years with convenient emergency care, said Mitch Edgeworth, president of HCA Healthcare TriStar Division, in a previous press release. As Spring Hill's population continues to grow, it is time for the community to have access to essential healthcare services at a full-service hospital closer to where they live, work, and play, he said. Spring Hill's population increased from just under 9,000 residents in 2000 to more than 50,000 in 2020, according to the U.S. Census. In the next 5 years, the population is expected to continue to grow to around 64,000 residents, according to the Tennessee Comptroller of the Treasury. Currently, Spring Hill is Tennessee's largest city without a hospital. "I fully support a full-service Spring Hill hospital," said Spring Hill Mayor Jim Hageman. "Our city needs access to care, and the economic impact of the proposed hospital in the first 5 years of operation will result in nearly $870 million and more than 3,000 new jobs in Spring Hill. This is the right move at the right time for our city," he said. Co-chairs of the Spring Hill Tomorrow, Davis and Graham, voiced their support for the project. "In 2006, our city asked TriStar Health to solve our lack of comprehensive health care due to our rapid growth," Graham said in the press release. "They answered our call then, but our efforts were blocked. It's now 2024, and we've tripled our number of community members since then. We need this hospital, and we need it now. At what point will we be able to earn our own care?" As individuals throughout the country increasingly look to make Spring Hill their home, the need for a hospital in the city has never been more critical, a Spring Hill Tomorrow press release stated. "There are more than 15,000 children in Spring Hill, which is 25% of our city's population," Davis said. "This is an opportunity for us to take care of our children's health care needs without leaving Spring Hill," she said. For more information about the proposed hospital or to sign a letter of support, visit www.tristarspringhillhospital.com. The Maury County Emergency Food and Shelter Program Board is announcing the open application process for EFSP Phase 41 grant funds. The EFSP funds are federal funds made available through the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Federal Emergency Management Agency. The award amount for Maury County Phase 41 is $33,132. The purpose and priority of the distribution of these funds is to provide emergency food and shelter for our neighbors in Maury County. To understand if your organization is eligible to apply, please go to www.fema.gov/home for requirements. If you have any questions or would like to request an application, please email unitedwayofmurraycounty@gmail.com or call Laura Trulove at 931-381-0100. The deadline to request applications is May 10th. In 2021, Maury County Chamber and Economic Alliance and Spring Hill Chamber of Commerce launched Wired, a mastermind group for local entrepreneurs and CEOs. Wired Mastermind is designed to foster growth and development through the sharing of experiences, lessons learned, and game-changing moments. The 2023-2024 Wired Mastermind Group is comprised of five local entrepreneurs and CEOs that were selected through an application process. The group of five local leaders have been meeting monthly over the course of the year, learning from one another and developing a deeper understanding of themselves. Each participant committed their time, resources, and expertise to the group, and now it is time for them to host the finale, the Wired Pitch Contest, a pitch competition for early businesses poised for growth in Maury County and in Spring Hill. The group will decide which business is deserving of a grant valued up to at least $5,000. The individuals will also commit to mentoring the chosen business as needed. The Wired Pitch Contest is funded by Wired Mastermind's annual fees. Local entrepreneurs are encouraged to complete the application by June 1st in order to be considered to participate in the pitch competition that happens on July 23rd. Chosen applicants will pitch their idea in front of the Wired Mastermind group, and the group will determine which businesses warrant investing and the amount invested. The Wired Mastermind group will then serve as mentors to the chosen entrepreneurs. You can find a link to the application by visiting www.murrayalliance.com. All Maury County businesses are encouraged to apply. The application is anonymous and will only be shared with the Wired Pitch Contest Review Committee. Participants are selected without regard to race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, national origin, age, veteran, or disability status. Columbia Fire and Rescue will be hosting a car seat safety event in collaboration with General Motors and the Maury Regional Healthcare Foundation on Friday, May 17th from 3 to 5 p.m. at Fire Station No. 2. According to research conducted by the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, nearly half, or 46%, of all car seats are installed incorrectly. To address this alarming issue and ensure the safety of our local young passengers, Columbia Fire and Rescue will be offering parents and caregivers the opportunity to have their car seat checked by one of our nationally certified child passenger safety technicians. In addition to car seat safety checks, Columbia Fire and Rescue will be offering free car seats to parents who are unable to provide an appropriate seat for their child. They will have free car seats available for all ages and stages of development. All attendees will be treated to a complimentary Hawaiian shaved ice cone as a token of their appreciation for coming out to learn more about child passenger safety. This event is designed to educate, empower, and protect our community's most vulnerable members. It's important to note that the child must be in attendance in order to ensure the seat is fitted properly. No free seats or inspections will be provided if the child is not present. Columbia Fire and Rescue extends its sincere gratitude to General Motors and the Murray Regional Foundation, the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation for their generous support, which has made this essential program possible. Don't miss this opportunity to ensure your most precious cargo is traveling safely. Join them at Fire Station Number 2, located at 711 Lyon Parkway on May 17th from 3 to 5 p.m. for car seat safety checks and shaved ice. Join the city of Spring Hill this Founders Day weekend, May 2nd through the 5th, as history and traditions of the influential leaders who created the city are honored. All events are free unless otherwise noted, but library space is very limited, so many programs require online reservations to guarantee a seat. You can reserve your spot by visiting www.springhilltn.libcal.com. Please bring a non-perishable food donation for the well. Times, locations, and presenters are subject to change, but no rain dates are planned. You can direct any questions to Dana Giroux, the director of the Spring Hill Library, at djuriew, that's D-J-U-R-I-E-W, at springhilltn.org, or you can call her at 931-451-0723. Speakers include author Brooks Lamb, who will be presenting on his book, Love for the Land, Lessons from Farmers Who Persist in Place, Spring Hill Artifacts with Gwen Evans, Democracy in America, African-American Voices of Murray County from the 1860s to the 1960s with Murray County historian Joanne McClellan, The Formation of Spring Hill, Frontiers Cutting Edge with me, Tom Price, Historically Significant Site Plaque Presentations with Mayor Jim Hageman, Alicia Fitz, and Rebecca Estrada, Story Mapping of Historic Sites in Spring Hill with Rebecca Estrada, Tours of Ripavilla, a tractor show on the library grounds, Cemetery Tours at Historic Spring Hill Cemetery, and the weekend will wind down with vintage baseball at Ripavilla. You can learn more once again by calling Dana Giroux at 931-451-0723. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Sandra Jean Knavy McGregor, 59, died Wednesday, April 24th at her residence. No services are scheduled at this time. Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home are assisting the family with arrangements. Mrs. Lori Watson Moss, 79, a resident of Columbia, died Friday at Murray Regional Medical Center. Graveside services for Mrs. Moss will be conducted on Wednesday, May 1st at 2:30 p.m. at Rose Hill Cemetery. The family will visit with friends on Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Murray County families in the ways they prefer, and why the way you feel has always been so important to Susie and Tony Sowell.
When people come here, I hope they feel like they're working with a person who's just like family. And by the time they leave here, I hope they feel like they're a part of our family.
What I like most is when a family is leaving, they can say thanks. You made something we thought would be hard easier than we thought it would be. Not that we made it easy, we made it easier.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia, since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have early rain showers with clouds thinning throughout the day. The high will be near 80 degrees with light and variable winds. Tonight, we can expect mostly clear skies and a low of 56. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group. And if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buydowns. And I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
We all live very busy lives. Sometimes we just need a break. Wouldn't it be nice to have an extra pair of hands to help out? Let me introduce you to New Dawn Cleaning Service. No job is too big or too small because they do it all, from residential to commercial. They offer standard cleaning, construction cleaning, carpet shampooing, and window cleaning. Whether you are looking for a one-time service or regular schedule cleaning plan, New Dawn is ready to help. With years of experience, you can relax, kick back, and call New Dawn Cleaning Service at 615-977-6901.
This is Bob Kessling with Pat Ryan. It's a beautiful day for digging. The backhoe operator has the engine running and is moving into position. He's heading for the ground. He's in there. Wait, there's a flag on the play. Let's get out of the field for the call from our official.
Illegal procedure on the digging team.
Oh, that penalty could cause a costly accident.
That's right, Bob. He needs to call before he digs. There's underground utility lines that could be hiding just below the surface. Water, sewer, electrical, communication lines, and even natural gas.
Avoid a penalty by first calling 811 to have any underground public utility lines located and marked with flags or paint.
It's free, it's easy, and it's the law.
For more tips, visit pipesafety.org. This message brought to you by the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and the Tennessee Gas Association, funded in part by a grant from the Underground Utility Damage Enforcement Board.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7, your hometown source for news and information. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. It's no secret that Tennessee's population has exploded in recent years, but which county has seen the biggest boom? It's not Davidson County, though people are still moving to Nashville in droves. For the eighth straight year, Rutherford County has topped the list of the state's fastest growing counties, according to a study this month from the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. The Middle Tennessee County, southeast of Nashville, saw a 1.8% increase last year for 6,419 more people, marking a total population of more than 360,000. The jump, however, was slower than the previous year's increase of 2.7% and was the first time since 2010 that the growth dropped below 2%. While Rutherford County topped the list for the fastest growing county by numeric growth, Loudoun County actually saw the highest jump in percentage increase at 4%, followed by Wilson County at 3.2%. Murray County ranked ninth overall with an increase of 2,764 people between 2022 and 2023. In all, 90 of the state's 95 counties saw growth last year, up from 72 counties in 2021. This widespread growth hasn't been seen since the mid-1990s, when an all-time high of 91 counties saw increases for the fastest growth in state history, according to the university's Boyd Center for Business and Economic Research. Tennessee overall ranked number four for states with the highest number of counties that saw population increases. Delaware topped the list, followed by Florida and Idaho. In another trend, the state's rural counties also saw a significant increase with a total 1.4% jump for 37,460 new people last year. Overall, 74 of 78 rural counties saw increases, with Wilson and Murray counties leading the way. Of the four rural counties that saw decreases, the drop in Wayne County was attributed to shifting prison populations at Turney Center Industrial Complex, while the other three were located in West Tennessee and have seen consistent declines. The state's largest county, Shelby County, lost 6,315 residents last year, continuing a downward trend since 2012. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Living with a worn joint can be painful and frustrating. Leave your joint pain in the past with a joint replacement procedure at Murray Regional Health. Our joint replacement program has been recognized in the top 10% of the nation for medical excellence and patient safety, thanks to our highly skilled and experienced surgical staff who perform progressive procedures for the knees, hips, shoulders, elbows, and ankles. For more information, go to murrayregional.com/joint replacement. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. For the 15th year, Grand Ole Opry member and multi-genre superstar Darius Rucker will gather himself in a celebrity guest list of entertainers and performers at Nashville's Ryman Auditorium for a legendary good cause. On June 3rd, Rucker's Darius and Friends concert benefiting St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, which has raised more than $3.6 million to date, will feature a surprise all-star roster of the performer's fellow entertainers. Tickets go on sale today, April 13th, general admission on May 3rd. They start at $69 for tickets. They're available via axs.com. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM WKRM Radio. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.